And what a great weekend of sport it was, and more to come. Darren Frahill's here. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, a busy, busy morning once again. The Olympic headlines, Des was on earlier in the programme to give us some reaction to everything that was going on. But the latest we have is that the Irish diver, Oliver Dingley, currently 26th of 29 competitors, three rounds to go in the 3 metre springboard event. He needs to be inside the top 18 to qualify for the semi-final, so he has a bit of work to do. Ciara Magean and Sarah Healy have not progressed beyond their heats in the 1500 metres. And Phil Healy has missed out on the semi-finals in the 200. Last night, we got a reminder that COVID continues to be a threat, with news that the Cork under-20 hurlers will not be able to fulfil their All-Ireland under-20 final next weekend after a positive COVID-19 test was recorded in the camp. Now, all members of their playing and staff and management are deemed to be close contacts. They're due to play Galway next Saturday. They're hoping to have the fixture played at a later date. Patrick Mulcahy has been speaking with the Cork chair, Mark Sheehan.
We will not be in a position to play the match as scheduled on next Saturday. But we expect that all going well, you know, and in terms of, I suppose, the protocols and being followed, that match will be rescheduled, and we'd be in a position to take part in that. So we hope that everything will be well for the people involved, and we'll obviously be following the HSE guidelines and association guidance on this particular situation.
And obviously, because of the circumstances, in a normal time, you would have points would be awarded, game would be forfeited. But obviously, because there's only one game left in this championship, I think a lot of people would find themselves in a different situation.
Yes, certainly, I suppose. And again, you know, I suppose it's ironic we're here tonight in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, finishing off 2020 cracking game between Knocknagree and Cantorc, just concluded a few minutes ago. So look, the virus is still there, and you know, you follow the guidelines, and obviously in a circumstance when there's just one game left, I suppose that makes the situation from a scheduling point of view slightly easier. But obviously the health and well-being of everyone is the key, so that's, we have to keep that to the forefront, and no cause for alarm on that front either, mind you, but we'll follow the guidance.
Yeah, that is a shame, but good to hear the positive news that nothing serious as of yet within that camp. One of the stories of the weekend, the performance of the Meath ladies football team. They booked a place in the TG Cahir All-Ireland football semi-finals. They beat Armagh. Cork got the better of Waterford, so it's Meath and Cork in that semi-final against each other. And what a story Meath have been. They pushed so hard to get back to the senior ranks, have come so close over the last 3 years, and last season finally got promoted, won the intermediate title, and now they're one game away from a final in their first campaign back. Eamon Murray is their manager, and Eamon is a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you, and has been telling Adrian Eames what this all means.
It's beyond my wildest dream to ever get this far. I knew they would, but I didn't think I'd be with them at stage. I thought it might take 2 or 3 years to get that far. But to get here, the last year for us has been just out of this world, you know. Intermediate champions before Christmas, league champions, Division 1 football, out of semi-final. And anything's possible for this bunch of girls here. They just train all 3 to 4 nights a week and enjoy it. There's never a bad word of them. Just love together, friendship to have. Brilliant for the county board, all the 7,000 members we have. LMF from there, TG Cahir. Look at it. What can I say more? Proud is no word for it. This is a massive day, you know.
I guess the question now is, people will be saying, how far can you possibly go?
We have no fear. We'll take the next game. We'll go in relaxed, and there'll be no nerves whatsoever. But today, we're skitting and laughing before the game today as if it was a challenge match. That's what we're going to... Training is the same. Relaxed attitude, messing at training, but put in the hard work. That's the way we'll treat Cork. No fear.
No fear. Well done, Eamon, and all the crew there. Meath, two more quarterfinals today. Mayo and Galway, 1:45. Then 5 in a row chasing Dublin up against Donegal at 4. Now, the Dublin men beat Kildare to claim the Leinster title yesterday. They've booked a place in the All-Ireland semi-finals. 20 points to 1-9 winners. They'll meet Mayo in the last four of the championship. Desi Farther manager's been chatting Mike McCartney.
Kildare had obviously set up with a very definite plan. They were difficult to break down, to penetrate, and I think in the first half, maybe some of our decision-making around shots on goal wasn't great, and we looked at that and did a better job on that in the second half.
The big opposition now is Mayo.
Yeah, we haven't. Obviously, we've been focused on Kildare, so the attention turns to Mayo very quickly for us. they were hugely impressive in their second half against Galway here in the Connacht final, and there's very little separates the teams always, so we're expecting a huge tussle.
Is this the best Dublin have been all year?
Today, yeah, it was the most consistent we've been, you know, but there's still plenty to work on, and we will need to improve as we go on.
Yeah, they are going to be up against it against Mayo. That is going to be some match. Maybe their toughest test of the year so far. Let's wait and see the weekend after next. Can't wait for that one. Offaly beat Derry to win the Christy Ring Cup final. Great weekend for Offaly supporters. The draw for the Littlewoods Camogie quarterfinals will see Tip meet Waterford. Wexford will play Kilkenny. Cork and Galway go straight to the semi-finals. Very exciting news from Tala. Irish underage international Kevin Seffey will join Inter Milan from Rovers this week. He's just 16 years of age and he'll become part of the Inter Milan under-19 squad for now. He announced his arrival with a goal for Shamrock Rovers against Longford Town last October. Youngest ever scorer in the League of Ireland at the age of 15. Finally, current option defended his crown in the Annanura Handicap on the final day of the Galway Festival. The horse trained by Aidan McGuinness and ridden by Keane MacRedman. That is all your sport for now.